joining us for his regular Friday night visit, brought to you by Lolita's. Lolita's Mexican food, serving San Diego's best Mexican since 1984. Coach, it almost seems that long ago since the Chargers won a game like that.
Oh, it sure does. Hey, good for the Chargers last night. The biggest win in L.A. Charger history. Congratulations.
That's what I said going into the game. It was their biggest game in L.A. Charger history since 1960. So
yeah, when Paul Lowe was returning kicks.
Yeah, way back in the day. Well, Coach, the high school football season continues on, and we have another championship game or two or three tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, we got one tonight. We got that big matchup up in Los Angeles tonight, 8 o'clock. You got that Folsom team that has just been absolutely rolling. They scored, 82 points last week in their win. They're going against Cathedral Catholic.
They scored what?
Did you say 82 points, game. Coach?
Yeah, they scored 82 points. They kind of ran the score up. It was 82 to 40-something. Well, you know, this team has a history of doing that. They don't know the word sportsmanship, I guess, in that part of the state. But nonetheless, they're going to be playing Cathedral tonight. And, you know, I told somebody this week, and, you know, Folsom, they may run over Cathedral tonight. I don't know. But, you know, one thing they're going to have to do is they're going to have to stop the run, because with that big offensive line that Cathedral has and Sean Palma running behind that line, they can take the ball and go on long drives and work that clock. So it's hard to score 82 points if you don't have the football. So I'm sure that's going to be Sean Doyle's game plan tonight, try to, you know, play a little keep away from Folsom's offense tonight.
I would think so. I mean, everything I've seen from Cathedral, I wouldn't be adverse to, you know, thinking they can win a ball game. I mean,
You know what? They got some guys on that team that played in that state championship game a couple of years ago, namely Poma. And, you know, Poma's the type of guy, he wants the ball. I mean, if he has to carry it 50 times tonight, he'll carry it 50 times.
Coach, tell us about the other two games that we got going this weekend.
Well, actually, we got three more tomorrow. And all these guys have had to make long trips, which is always kind of interesting. Tomorrow, you've got Lincoln going against Menlo Atherton up at Sequoia High School in Redwood City. They're going to play at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Lincoln 11-4, Menlo Atherton 12-2. And, you know, the one thing about Lincoln, they've got a lot of athleticism, and their defense really, really was playing well. Offensively, you know, they can throw it a little bit, they'll run it, but defensively, I think they can really maybe have a difference maker. I'm not sure Menlo Atherton has seen the athleticism of the Lincoln Hornets so far this year. In a Division Five game, you got San Diego High up at Colfax High School. Colfax 13-0, San Diego High 11-2. Colfax, from what I understand, is a really good team. San Diego High is going to be in for a tough one tomorrow night, but they've got their athletes as well, and they've had a great year. And then in the other game, and these guys had to bus about 800 miles, I believe, Orange Glen, they left yesterday. They're 10-3. They're going to play Lincoln High out of San Francisco, who's 12-0, and they're playing at the City College of San Francisco tomorrow. I've talked to people actually today, and there's some people that actually think Orange Glen could win that game tomorrow. They don't think that Lincoln has seen the type of team that Orange Glen has, and they think they might match up well. But, you know, in these games, you just never really know. You just don't know how guys are going to perform.
Coach, the San Diego teams in general in these high school bowl games, I mean, it's been going on for a decade or so now. Have San Diego teams closed the gap on what L.A. area teams? Have they been more successful in these bowl games as time has gone on?
Oh, I think so. I mean, you go back and you look at, you know, what Cathedral's done. They won a couple of state titles. Oceanside's had their run. I think overall it's gone pretty well, Chris. I think the one thing that we're probably not going to have anytime soon is one of those open division teams like a Modern Day or a St. John Bosco. I mean, those are powerhouse teams. And, you know, people down here talk about Link or about Cathedral Catholic getting a lot of guys to transfer in because it's a private school and that. And they do a great job. But up there in L.A., you got guys transferring all over the place. And, I mean, you've got these, like, super high school teams. I mean, St. John Bosco and Modern Day, you're talking about one of the top two, three, four teams in the country year in and year out right now.
Coach Kinter, how far are these San Diego teams from competing in that open division from a state standpoint?
Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be a while. I don't think that teams down here, you know, go out and openly recruit. I don't know if they openly recruit up there. I think anytime you have a good program, you know, guys and their parents are going to want to come to your program. Yeah. I mean, I just look down here in San Diego. You look at a lot of the top-notch programs. You look at Cathedral. You look at Torrey Pines. You look at La Costa Canyon. And I'm not talking about just football. I'm talking about other male sports and female sports as well. I mean, you want to give your kids the best opportunity. But I will also tell you this. I think sometimes when you go to a program like that and you're really talented and you're going in with a lot of other talented players, you may not be showcased as well if you'd have stayed at the school that you were originally at, to be honest with you.
Right. Yeah, you can get end up behind a bunch of people. Coach John Quintero with us, our regular Friday night high school visit. Coach, you got some Lolita's Players of the Week for us?
Oh, I certainly do. And I got to tell you guys, I'm at a little get-together up here in Encinitas. I just stepped out. I was sitting next to Buddy Black. A.J. Preller's here tonight. And we're going to talk a little baseball here when I get off the phone with you guys. These guys just got back from the winter meetings. And by the way, a very nice interview with Geeter, Big Chris McGee. I really enjoyed that on my way up here to this get-together. Okay, our student-athletes for the week. Our first lady from Mount Miguel High School, Selena Peterson. Last year, she was an all-section basketball player. She was only a sophomore. Last week, she had ball games of 43 points against Del Norte. She had 28 more against Modern Day Catholic to lead her team to the championship of the Matador Classic. So, Selena Peterson, remember that name because she's got two more years after this, and she's already been all-CIF. And on the boys' side, a young basketball player from down at San Ysidro, Kalen Raines. This is interesting. I always like this. And Tony, you can relate to this. Chris, you maybe have seen this kid. He had a season low against Chula Vista 14, but then he came back the next game and banged home 31 in an 88-31 victory over Mar Vista. Right now, San Ysidro getting off to a 5-1 start. They're averaging 90 a game. And Kalen Raines doing a great job down there at San Ysidro. So congratulations to Kalen Raines of San Ysidro, boys basketball player. And Selena Peterson, lady basketball player from the Mount Miguel Matadors.
Both of them able to win those awards because Chris Ella did not have to referee any of their games. I probably would have fouled both kids out by accident. So,
yeah, you'd have fouled them out in the second quarter.
No, I'd never do that, Coach. I always keep an eye on those star players.
I know that.
Coach, well, tell Buddy Black hi for us.
Me the same.
I will.
And AJ as well. And congratulate them on Ian Kinsler. And or the Padres on Ian Kinsler, I guess. The Rockies probably not going to congratulate them on Ian Kinsler. But have a good time tonight, and thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up to you next week.
All righty, gentlemen. Happy holidays to everyone out there. Hope everyone's getting their Christmas shopping done.
All right, Coach. Take care, brother.
All right. Bye.
There he goes, the coach, John Quintero, with his regular high school Friday night feature and our athletes of the week. Thanks to Lolita's Mexican Restaurant, serving Mexican food, the best in San Diego. Gets me hungry every time I talk about it. 1984, all the way back.